But, and my first opera that I heard was Fledermaus from Johann Strauss, and it was beautiful, and I loved it, and that singing teacher of mine was in it. And then at the faculty, somebody was saying, oh, quick, have a ticket. The Canadian Opera Company is giving away free tickets for the opera. And I said, oh, who's it by? And they said, Strauss. And I said, oh, great, okay, I'll take it. So I went and I sat down there. I didn't look at even what, I didn't even have time to look at what I was watching, but I just thought, if it's Strauss, it's wonderful. Of course, there's two Strausses, right? And when the curtain opened, it was Elektra. That was quite a shock for me. I thought I'd been sent for. But now, of course, years later, I've sung the Fifth Magd in Elektra, and I've listened to Elektra many times, and I love Elektra, and I love Richard Strauss. But sure, he isn't Johann Strauss.
Yeah, yeah. Things
but
change.
I love him too.
Things
but
change.
Still.
Do you remember a production of Aida in Vancouver at BC Place?
No, I wasn't here at that time, I don't
think. I was in it.
Ah.
I was a supernumerary. I was a black priest.
Wonderful.
Well, sort of wonderful.
No.
We had two performances, and as I'm sure you're aware, black priests didn't wear glasses.
Oh, dear.
So a large group of us were holding on to each other on and off the stage.
Right.
I thought it was wonderful. I had a great time, great time. Finally, let me ask you, what's your favorite aria?
Hmm. Oh, dear. I have so many of them.
Well, pick one.
Do I have to just pick one?
Two.
Okay. Well, I think Violetta's aria from La Traviata would be one of them. And I'd have to tie to, I think, Susanna's De Vieni from The Marriage of Figaro. It's in its beautiful simplicity, yet it's a very difficult aria to bring off, but it's so simple and so gorgeous. And then many of the moments of Sophie. She doesn't have an actual aria, but that presentation of the rose with Octavian from Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier. You know, I would think my desert island opera is definitely Tosca, second act of Tosca. And I'm so glad the Vancouver Opera is doing it this year, because I'm going to be there front and center, because And that happened to be also the second act of Tosca was one of the excerpts that we did my first when I went to Banff that year. And that Puccini passion in that Italian Verissimo opera, that's what just, I mean, I cannot explain the world that opened for me there.
It's transcendent, isn't it?
It
I
was.
Mean, it's an experience.
And I was a little nothing, and my voice was this little, pure, tiny soprano voice. And I just went to every rehearsal that was done. I never went out with anybody. I just went to the rehearsal and listened. Because it was so earth-shaking, so life-changing. And I think it can be that way for a lot of people.
The audience as well as the performers,
yes,
I believe.
Absolutely.
And that's what we always have to remember is the audience's experience, not
absolutely.
Only the people on stage,
yes,
but everything
yes.
that happens out there. Well, yeah. As a member of this audience, it's been spectacular.
Oh.
And I want to thank you so much for coming. Nancy Hermiston, the director of the UBC Voice and Opera Program, she's joined us this evening on UBC Arts on Air. Stay tuned for further programs. Thank you
yes.
again.
Thank you.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Thank you. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that lovely song is from, of all bands, Broken Social Scene. Yes, I like that song. You can find it on their new compilation entitled Arts and Crafts, 2003 to 2013. And this is a label out of Toronto, if you are unaware. And the label started back in 2000. Now, this is interesting. It was two roommates, temporary roommates, okay, who were living in a basement apartment in TO. And one of the guys' names I actually recognized because my husband was on this label. Now, this is interesting. A guy named Jeff Remedios. He worked for Virgin Canada as an intern in 96. And my husband's band Pluto were on the label in 96, and that name keeps popping up because I remember him talking about him. So fascinating. Anyway, so he was there. He used to be so in the major label system, and then he is involved with the other guy is Kevin Drew, who grew up as like just a total indie rocker, and the label came together, and they are still doing it today. The big bands on the label, of course, are The Hidden Cameras, let's see, Feist, Stars, who else? Brendan Canning, Cold Specs, so there you go. That is new, Arts and Crafts. All right, awesome. All right, well, the band was Broken Social Scene. Now, if I'm seeming kind of like, ugh, it's because I have a pair of new shoes and they're quite nice. I like them quite a lot. They're actually very hip, very cool. Except it's my first day of wearing them and my feet are dead. I've like completely ruined my feet. What you do for, for fashion, right, folks? I don't know. But, and so I took my shoes off and I'm just now feeling a little bit better, I guess. It's just, yeah. So anyways, oh, what else is new? I don't know. That's it. This show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian indie rock, and I'm with you all from 6:30 until 8 p.m. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM in the city of Vancouver, British Columbia. We're located on the campus of UBC, in case you're curious, and lots of stuff going on at UBC. Every time I drive in, there's something new. It's like totally crazy. Here's the latest excitement in my commute to UBC is this, a new traffic circle. Very exciting. So I come down 16th and they had a new worse traffic circle. And if you're unaware, it'll blow your mind because I don't know how often all you people, all four of you get out here, but there is a new high school. So U Hill Secondary, folks, if you remember the old one, is no longer there. It's new and it is basically, it's on the campus here at UBC, and it's gorgeous. It's an old, like, research building that's been gussied up and all that. And my big long story here is that in front of it is a new traffic circle. So kind of exciting. So that was my excitement for the day. Anyways, enough about traffic circles. Let's listen to, oh, I don't know. I have a lot of good stuff here. I cannot do a show without promoting a friend of mine, Sean Mrazek. I like to call him a friend. It's not like we hang out, really. I mean, it's been a long time. However, I'm excited to say that Sean Mrazek will be giving me drum lessons. So if I end up like becoming an awesome drummer, you can thank Sean Mrazek. So in case you're curious, folks, and you want drum lessons from Sean Mrazek, should I say this on air? I guess I am. I'm promoting his business, his drum lesson deal. You can call Tom Lee downtown. So I'm very excited. Not cheap. He must be good. We all know he's a good drummer. And they start in a week and a half and for like 9 weeks. Hopefully I come out of it like David Lovering. That's my goal. I'm going to tell Sean, make me into David Lovering. I want to be like the female Pixies drummer. That's how I want to play. I don't know. But I suppose a band would be nice too. Or I could just like play by myself. I could be like solo drummer girl and sing. That would be, or even worse, I could just play drums and then record an album with no music. Okay. That was a bad thought. Hey, speaking of which, the name of his album is called Thought He Was Dead. Yes, and this is Sean Mrazek Lives. And we're going to hear, let's see, song number, how about, song number seven. Seven looks good. And song number seven is Invisible Hands. And if you're unaware of Sean Mrazek, well, of course he's a drummer, duh. But the other thing is that he was in The Notes from Underground. He's currently the drummer for The Evaporators. He was in like Flash Bastard way back when, and he's not even really that old. So, you know. And here's something of interest. I'll tell you who played on this album. None other than Stephen Hamm. So Big Hamm played the Hammond piano. Isn't that, he played the Hammond piano, or the Hammond organ, I guess. Isn't that fun? Chris Riffick is on this. Who else? Molly Matisicki. Now, Molly Matisicki is his daughter. She's like, I don't know, in grade 8 or so. Rose Melberg. This is quite the all-star lineup. Chris Riffick. I think I mentioned that. And there you go. There's a couple other people. All right, there you go, folks. So let's listen to good old Sean. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
tourist guide.
All right. We are listening, all of us, to CITR, aren't we? This is 101.9 FM on your dial there. And Val is here. Ballerina, ballerina. She is going to be rocking, or excuse me, folking, in 59 minutes. It sounds a little obscene, doesn't it? So she'll be here with her show, Folk Oasis, from 8 until 10. And there you go. Now, we just heard, what did we hear? Jay Arner. Yes, we heard the first track on his most recent album. Well, his first album. It's his debut, entitled Midnight on South Granville. Yes, I used to live in South Granville, that area. It was a great area. I quite enjoyed it. Val, did you ever live in South Granville?
No.
No? I say that because so many people have.
I thought about it.
Yeah? You thought about it?
When I moved from East Bend, that was on my short list.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's still affordable.
You can talk in the mic if you'd like. Let's chat. Let's have a conversation. I love Val. Not like that, of course, but here we go. Was that mic too? Say hello, Val.
I don't care if I hear myself or not.
That's okay.
We'll try that.
So I used to live, let's see, at 13th and Hemlock, and then I lived at 14th and Hemlock. And you contemplated
that's
it.
South Granville.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I was thinking Marpole.
No. Now that's funny.
That's way south.
That is funny you say that, because when I was living there was a debate back, like, in sort of whatever, like the Courier, whatever kind of local papers we had. And there was the debate between people who confused South Granville with Marpole and those people who figured out South Grandpa. That's a good. Hey, my God. That's like a great name. For South Granville should be South Grandpa. Oh, my God. That was a mistake.
Our friend, the lovely Caroline, lives on South Granville. She's not a grandpa.
But she's not in. She's South Grandpa or South Granville?
She's on the real, like, 13th and...
Okay, so South Granville. Excellent. Yeah. It's a fun area. So anyways, what was I saying? So there was a debate about that, apparently. And so much so that people, like, you know, it was a conflict of whatever. What's the real South Granville? So they put up around South Granville by the bridge all the signs that say... I think they called it South Granville Rise or something silly, right. Just to differentiate itself. And just when I was leaving South Granville, that was when pretty much all those kind of super boutiques came in. When they got, like, what was it? There was like this giant, like, furniture store that was associated
Pottery Barn.
And yeah, all of that stuff. So I lived back when I think there's like Jackson's Butcher or whatever it was called. And yeah, it was fun. It was a good little neighborhood. And you know, did I ever tell you the story? Here's a good story. Okay, you know the name of the guy who is like the head of the Liberal Party? What's his name? Justin Trudeau.
Oh, current. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you know Justin
Federal.
Trudeau?
Yes.
You know of him?
Heard of the guy.
I know him. I know him.
What?
Have I told you this funny story? Did I tell you the story?
Teach here in Vancouver.
I know. I've never told you my Justin Trudeau story?
No.
Okay, folks, here you go. You're listening to CITR. My name is Anita Bean. I'm sharing one of my more interesting stories. So here's the story. I'm having a party at my apartment. At that point, my future husband, I guess. So we're at like 13th and Hemlock, and we have people on our floor who are nice, and I invite them to our party. And it was like quite a blowout. It was awesome. It was like a crazy party, right? I must have been like, it was like late 90s, so I was probably like 28 or something. Yeah, and 28. Anyways, point. Yes. Okay. So these people are our neighbors, bring in this nice looking guy. This, you know, I think you know where I'm going with this. Justin Trudeau, unbeknownst to any of us, that it's the, you know, son of our former prime minister, right? Then this guy is like really nice. He's very affable, very, very good conversation, really like kind, and I'm having some conversations with him and whatnot. So much so that him and I embark on this, like, I don't know, a good half an hour, fairly drunken conversation about, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Montreal. Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to UBC right now. It's like Faculty of Education, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I've always thought about becoming a teacher too. Yada, yada. So I'm picking his brain. Turns out I end up going to the same program as him, and it gets even better. So he's like super cool. And then this girl at the party, I forget her name, but she was going out with a guy from Long and McQuaid at the time. This is super funny. And the guy she was going out with from Long and McQuaid was like kind of a loser. Okay. He works at Long and McQuaid, right? Not to say there's anything wrong with Long and McQuaid. I'm just saying. So then, so like Justin Trudeau, he totally loves this girl. But there's a point, there's a funny part. I haven't told you this part yet. None of us know it's Justin Trudeau. So none of us have any clues. It's actually that guy. So, and then he's trying to get him, her to go out with him. And we give him her phone number or something. And he tries to hook up with her. And she's like, I've got a boyfriend. And they ended up breaking up her and her gross boyfriend, like, I don't know, 2 months later. And none of us know that the guy that's into her is Justin Trudeau. And this is how we find out. Okay. So maybe like a month after the party, Rolf and I are watching TV and we see Justin. We see our buddy, and Justin tells us, and we see him in the neighborhood. We say, hey, Justin, how's it going? We see him over at Denny's, whatever. He's our main man, right? So anyways, we're watching TV and we're like, why is Justin on TV? Like a full face shot of him being interviewed by some like big guy. Like we're like, what the hell is he talking about, right? And then the guy's like, so, you know, you and your brother and this avalanche, because his brother died of a avalanche.
Cool. Like, last year.
Thank you. Yeah. And some, like, anyways. Sad. So we're like, who? Okay. And then they're, and your father, what was it like? And I'm like, who's his father? Like, it took us forever. We're like, Trudeau? What do you mean, Trudeau? We're like, you mean like Pierre Trudeau? That's Pierre Trudeau's son. So there you go. That is the Justin Trudeau story, because he was sort of my very loose buddy, if you will. And not loose like that.
Drinking buddy.
He was at our place. And he was also a substitute teacher with the Vancouver School Board. Yes, I know that, because that was right when I got a job. Hmm. And then he eventually worked at a private school on the west side. I want to say there's like a few. I want to say St. Mike's or St. Michael's or one of them. And I forget. It was, I think, the boys' school. Yeah. I'm not that familiar with my west side private schools. But there you go. Hmm. Yeah. So maybe he'll invite me over to their place over in, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But he was a nice guy. And he was just a teacher. He's just like a regular dude at the time. Yeah. I like the latest little scandal about him, like smoking weed.
Well, he wants to legalize it, baby. Yeah. Like, he seriously wants to legalize it.
He's a dude. He's kind of a dude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's so honest. He said, hey, I smoked.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, folks. It is what? 7:08? I suppose I should move on with something other than my stories about Justin Trudeau. How about the weather? We all are curious. Let's find out. Weather, Vancouver. Let's see what we got here, folks. Why do I have Richmond up here? Weather, Vancouver. Okay, hold on. So where are we at? So today is Wednesday. It's already the 26th of Vancouver. The 26th of Vancouver. 26th of September, I meant to say. And it's currently 14 degrees here. And the high tomorrow, which is Thursday, is 16, but sunny, which is nice. Nice fall day. And then we move on over to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Into Monday, it's rain. Rain, rain, rain. And highs from 12 to 15. The look on Val's face. Ooh, not so good. So there you go, folks. So enjoy tomorrow. Suck it in. You know, eat it up, whatever. My tomatoes are almost done. I'm excited. I have a tomato garden. Yes. Very exciting. Okay, so let's move on and let's listen to some more Canadian music. Now, Nico Case has a new album out, I'll say. And apparently, according to the sticker, it says she's Canadian.
What?
Well, I don't know. It gives me an excuse to play Nico Case, right? I don't know.
Some of her band is Canadian.
So maybe they're stripping. That is why. It I must be. That's it. So I think this counts as SoCan.
This is Can.
Ergo, we will go with some Nico Case on my all-Canadian music show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The new album out was called The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight. The harder I fight, the more I love you. All right. Now, a little bit of trivia for you. My birthday, September 5th, 1970. Nico Case's birthday, September 8th, 1970. Just saying.
Almost twins.
We're almost twins. Yeah. Except I'm more attractive. As if, I wish. All right, so we go. We got something coming for us from this album. And let's hear song number two. How about no? Song number four, called I'm From Nowhere. Now, I hear she's actually originally from Tacoma. So she can't be from nowhere. I'm just saying. It's my autistic brain coming out. All right, CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Light sunshine, the ghetto bird chimes 4 a.m. Welcome to the west. A mosquito to kiss your hands and feet.
Welcome to this dirty business. I was surprised when you called me a lady, 'cause I'm still not so sure that that's what I wanna be. 'Cause I remember the 80s, and I remember its puffy sleeves. You say I'm lucky to be here, and maybe you can take this over, and I'll gladly wear the pants into the next century. Pass the scanners with ease. Past armies of them who once played in a band and wasted it complaining like a trust fund kid, paying you to play here while they hate you because of it. Say I'm lucky to be here, but I've been driving for 21 days. Oh, 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 oh. What's that nasty sound? The e-brake drags the ground. God, if you only knew what my candid fist could do. The curtain's closing in from all directions. Just answer my question. Perhaps it's best if I continue starring me as you, me as you, starring me as you. There you are at the edge of the world, dangling with my heart a pounding above a gulf of hamstrung promises. You sang like auld lang syne. You wanted it so badly that you believed them at time. Every fashion's flame, every jet plane lie, every second helping of that off-ramp fame. We die a little, you're right. I'm from nowhere, you're right. I'm from nowhere, you're right. I'm from nowhere.
All right, I've run out of time. I'm totally looking up Margaret Trudeau. Yes, she's also a Virgo, in case you care. Born September 10th, 1948. Anyways, that was Nico Case, and I wouldn't be on talking if I realized that her song ran out of time. So there you go, folks. That's pretty good. All right, let's see, what else do I have here on deck? How about some... let's hear some ska. We haven't listened to some ska in a while. And when it comes to Canadian ska, well... I guess you're talking about Los Furios. Yes. And they have a new album out. It's called... Actually, it's an EP, Never Look Back. These guys are local. And they consist of KO, XO, Jethro, CK, Jimmy, and Michael. And we are going to hear the song, How About Ska in Mexico? I'm in the mood to get warmed up. Let's go, you know, over to Mexico. And yes... The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Anita B, and this is Los Furios.
Tequila shots are on the way. We're going to a land where we can scar the day away.
to go anywhere. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take a trip. And resorts just straight into the shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're staring through their eyes, but don't drink outside the cups, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Joe Satriani is a rock guitar superstar. Don't miss his Unstoppable Momentum Tour Saturday, October 19th at the Vogue Theater with special guest sit-down servant featuring Gordy Johnson. Tickets available online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. For more information, visit satriani.com.
Ever thought about studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, September 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet with universities from around the world offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Find out more about admission requirements, programs, and scholarships. check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was something relatively new. That is, well, it is. It's, oh, hello, let me turn that off. Okay, that's the Pack AD from the, actually it is. It's their new EP entitled Some Songs. And there's five songs on there. And we heard the song Battering Ram. And if you don't know anything about these girls, there's two of them. They're local, like they're from the city of Vancouver, and they've been highly successful at what they've been doing, so good for them. All right, now let's talk about the Polaris Prize. That's funny. This is the band. Okay, it's the contest, if you will. I'm just looking it up right here. Polaris Prize. I lost what I was going to read to you. Polaris Prize Canada. And the winners this year are Godspeed You Black Emperor. And this is pretty hilarious. So they won the prize this past year, which is $30,000. Okay. And they didn't show up to the sort of award ceremony. And this Polaris Prize that we have in Canada has been going on for, I want to say, I'm guessing maybe about 10-ish or so years, maybe 11 years. And all the nominees are voted for by, I guess, music critics and, you know, people who know what they're doing. And they have the short list and then the long list. You get like people nominated and then it gets whittled down. And then eventually this year's award went to Godspeed, You Black Emperor. And their response was they didn't even show up at the award ceremony. And they after sent a release that said that they were thankful for this, you know, acknowledgement, but that basically they found that the whole kind of, I guess, process was pretty, it's pretty full of itself, you know? And I'll read a piece of it to you a little bit, a few quotes here. It says, maybe the next, they say, maybe the next celebration should happen in a cruddier hall without the corporate banners and culture overlords. And maybe a party thusly is long overdue. They also went on to say that organizing a gala just so musicians can compete against each other for a novelty-sized check doesn't serve the cause of righteous music at all, which is pretty funny. This year it was held in Toronto at a place called the Carlew, which was on Yonge Street. And interestingly enough, they will be using their money, the prize money, to support music education in Quebec prisons. Now, the band Emperor the band Godspeed, You Black Emperor, is from Montreal. And yes, they've been around since like the mid 90s. They've been around for a long time. So I'm going to play something from them. And let's see. I'm going to play a song for us called Sleep, which is from their album entitled Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antennas to Heaven. I think this is released, God, I don't know, 07, 08 or so. So there you go. I hope you enjoy. It's a long one. And yes, I don't play them a lot. So there you go.
Coney Island, they called Coney Island the playground of the world. There was no place like it in the whole world like Coney Island when I was a youngster. No place in the world like it. It was so fabulous. Now it shrunk down to almost nothing, you see. And I still remember in my mind how things used to be. And, you know, I feel very bad. But people from all over the world came here, from all over the world. It was a playground, they call it the playground of the world over here. Anyways, when I was very small, I even got lost in Coney Island, but they found me on the beach. And we used to sleep on the beach here, sleep overnight. They don't do it anymore. Things changed, see. They don't sleep anymore on the beach.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that right there was an ultra long song from Godspeed You Black Emperor. Now, I meant to tell you, I think I said that the album it was off of was released back in, like, kind of recently. No, it wasn't. It was released back in 2000, and it's called Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antennas to Heaven. And their most recent album was released, like, a very long time. There's a big time span between that one, something like 10 or, I don't know, 12 years or something. Anyways, the song we heard was called Sleep. And it is 7:44. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, here on CITR. And we're going to move on and listen to something from Diamond Rings. This is John O. I like his deal. And he was the lead singer of the band who I equally, if not maybe more so, love, the D'Urbervilles out of Guelph. And I really like Diamond Rings too. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're just a whole different thing. They're a little bit more like sort of dancey, if you will. And John O was in the hospital when he formed this band. Well, not band. It was his thing. It's him, I guess, with maybe some backing musicians, I'm sure. And he was in the hospital suffering from some sort of stomach ailment. And I don't remember exactly what it was. And apparently he had his guitar, from what I remember, and was formulating some songs. And the nurses liked it, I think. And so that was the genesis of Diamond Rings. And they were like, yeah, this is really good. So he went for it. So we're going to hear the song Wait and See. And there you go. I'm sure I'll say goodbye before I leave, which is in 15 minutes. If not, adios. But anyways, let me rewind that a bit. This is Wait and See from Diamond Rings on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm falling into something different. How should I know? To trust my instinct farther than I can throw. Oh, playing with the double dagger, changing the rules, hanging down and out past midnight with the freaks and the ghouls. Feeling like a bit part actor.
Decide what I want to grow up to. feelings frustrated.
But you know I can't stay mad.
Then the argument gets out of hand like a monster that's feeding on energy. Why do we fight with each other? I don't even know what I'm saying to you anymore. And we yell, we scream, and we yell, we scream.
But you know I can't stay mad.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
All right, folks, we just heard something from the band Noah 23. Now, Noah 23 is an interesting guy. He's from Guelph.
Whoa!
What was that? Holy moly. All right. So Noah 23 is actually a guy named Noah Raymond Brickley, who is originally from Natchez, Mississippi, but he moved to Guelph, Ontario. So Guelph at the age of four. And Guelph, by the way, in case you're curious, is actually my alma mater. I went to the University of Guelph. He does that song we just heard, which is entitled Can't Stay Mad. That's what we heard. What else can I tell you about this guy? I'll be honest, I haven't really heard much about him, but I discovered him on this compilation that I just played for you. The comp is called CFRU from this radio station at the University of Guelph, and it's called Royal Blood. So they have released a total of 19 sort of local Guelphish bands, I take it. And Guelph is interesting because I did play something from John O, who's originally from Guelph, and that was where his band, the D'Urbervilles, were in existence. Yes, all right. And we played, we listened to the Diamond Rings just before Noah 23. We heard their song Wait and See, and it's a single, so you can find that online or wherever you can find it. It's actually a split 7-inch, and the other side is a cover of a Sebado song. I'm trying to think what song it is now. But anyways, there you go. We have about 6 or so minutes until Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. So until then, I believe I'll leave us with one more song from this compilation, again, from the University of Guelph's radio station, CFRU. Let's hear something from a band called the Clementines. Yes, Guelph is a really nice city. If you ever get a chance to go, it's about an hour southwest of Toronto, and it's got a population of probably 90 or so thousand people. And it's very progressive. A lot of sort of intellectual, sort of university type people who are into, you know, environmental affairs and all that kind of stuff. And it's the campus is beautiful. It's actually the kind of place where you experience four perfect seasons. I would imagine it would be the equivalent of kind of maybe Burlington, Vermont. Like, you know, it's kind of hippie-ish, that kind of thing. Yeah. But anyways, get a chance to visit it if you ever do. And go in the summer. It does get cold. And it's in the snow belt and it snows a lot. So memories of being on campus, you know, back when, during the snowstorms. Anyways. All right. Let's hear something from the band. I believe they're from Guelph. Let me just double check. They're called the Clementines. Yes, I think so. And the name of the song is called Patrick McCauley. And this is it. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I will see you all in two more weeks. This is Anita B from Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying rock on. And there you go.